2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
But I grab like a giant piece of paper.
Isaac Dushku has always loved doodling and drawing.
I use black for all the physical labels for the mountains, the rivers.
He posted one of his hand-drawn maps of Utah online, thinking maybe someone would like it.
And then pretty much with almost no delay, like tons and tons of requests started coming in. Essentially, it hasn't slowed down since then. And that was exactly a year ago.
He started the business lordofmaps.com, really as a way to beef up his resume for business school at BYU. Dushku was just named the 2021 Student Entrepreneur of the Year by the BYU Rollins Center.
I draw maps almost every day, all day, almost every day.
He's working his way up through drawing all 50 states and finds interesting patterns in state pride.
No, like people in the Pacific Northwest, like, love their states. People in the Midwest, like, depends, right? There's a ton of Minnesota pride. Illinois is a little bit struggling. Indiana, you know, recoups that. New Jersey's pretty good, you know, but nothing compares to the West, almost at a Texas level.
People also love his maps of New Zealand, England, and Ireland. Once he catches up with demand, he may try working on commission or taking requests.
If I'm doing a map of Minnesota, I pull up like 50 different maps on Google, and then I pull up Google Maps, like the satellite view, and I just like zoom in, and just like, wow. And basically, if you comment on one of my posts, like, it goes on the map.
Dushku thinks his maps are so popular because we love where we live, but we also want to learn about other places.
For me, it's always provided, like, you know, this kind of interesting little journey you can have in your brain inside your room, just looking at, you know, either a physical piece of paper or a map on the screen. But there's nothing quite like having a physical map. This is like someone's home. Somebody lives here and I know nothing about it. And so I'm just going to learn. And then the moment you learn a map, you feel cool because you're like, oh, I know exactly where, you know, Bangladesh is or something like that.
In a way, his black and white and red labeled drawings are connecting us to each other and grounding us at home, exactly what we needed this past year. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andreas Martin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.